Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think we're seeing the tide of American brands taking on causes because their shoppers appreciate it when they are cause related, if they align and agree with that cause. There's a risk. And the risk is, for Gillette in this case, was they're going to be attacked by people that say this is a continuation of the war on masculinity. The other side says this is great because it's in more alignment with today's modern gender roles.
What is the war on masculinity?
I think the Me Too movement, almost any movement, has to have an opposite, if you will, encounter, whether it's a movement or not. So I think for everything that's ever been done, especially in the marketing communication world, there's those that love it and those that hate it and then those that are okay. And, you know, so all of these various strata in the middle. When Michael Jackson did the song Man on the Mirror, it wasn't universally loved. It was condemned as being too racist and too political. And then, of course, it came out. When Starbucks did Talk Race, it was challenged and then failed. Last year's Colin Kaepernick advertising with Nike, and there was a hue and cry. This is horrible. This is terrible. And then there was another side that says, hey, it's about time. And that it's actually worked out. Now, there's a number of cases like that.
Yeah, and the Nike ad specifically, that was a minute and a half or 2 minute long ad, and Colin Kaepernick was in it for 5 seconds, but just his presence in it caused all of this. Now, in this particular Gillette commercial, nowhere in there is Gillette even mentioned. So what does this do for them as a brand, except for, you know, boycott Gillette seems to be at least putting their name in the public eye?
You know, there is that. All publicity is good publicity. I don't believe in that. I don't think most marketers do. The key to what Gillette did was make a political stand in a positive way. I'm not real sure I can see how people can condemn this. My favorite small piece of the ad was when one guy was sort of catcalling a pretty lady as she walked down the sidewalk, and his friend goes, "Bro, not cool, not cool."
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's nice. That's what I like to see, us policing ourselves. We don't need brands. We don't need anybody else telling us what's real and what's not, and what's right and wrong.
And you got the dad breaking up the fight among the bully and the victim.
And he's not condemning either one of them. He's just saying, you got to get along, guys.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.